But as Rose mentioned, the topic for today is called to be loved. Now, as I was preparing this, I realized that called to be loved is actually quite an obscure thing. And I sat there thinking, what does it mean to be called to be loved? So I understand if it means that you're called to be a fireman, or you're called to be a doctor, or you're called to be a pastor. Those things I can understand. But if you're called to receive love, what exactly does that look like? It seems quite obscure to me. And so I researched a whole lot of things, and I spoke to Asher about it, and we were discussing it, like, what does it mean to be called to be loved? But before I tell you about what I discovered and what I felt God was saying to me, I just wanted you guys to have a chance to discuss quickly at your tables, what do you think it means to be called to be loved? So if you are called to be loved, what does that mean? You guys have about 5 minutes. Okay, cool. Is everybody done? Okay. So I'm going to start over here. Who's going to tell me what you guys discussed about what it means to be called to be loved?
Okay, I think called to be loved is, we say the called to be loved is basically like giving to your community, giving back to your community so that you can be loved and love your community. We also said that called to be loved is God loving you and vice versa, that you must give yourself to God, that you must be exposed to God in order for Him to love you. And we also said that called to be loved isn't necessarily just a calling. It can also be a feeling that you need to just have that feeling of giving back, of loving people around you in order for you to also love yourself and love other people.
Very good. Okay, this group, who's going to speak?
My group and I was discussing. We said I think by receiving love from God, sharing to everyone. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. This group. Who's gonna talk?
Okay. So our group discussed that call to be loved is being loved by people and to also be loved by God. That. Regardless of what we do, like regardless of our flaws and our insecurities, we're still called to be loved. That God doesn't then just wake up one day and say, no, I don't love my child because my child did this. So that call to be loved is a constant thing, that it's something that God has set aside for us, and that we need to be able to understand that no matter what, God, we're called to be loved by God.
Awesome. And this last group, who wants to speak?
Being called to be loved is, from my perspective, it's just being called by God, and He's calling you to love you, and that's it.
Awesome, thank you guys. Okay, so what I came up with is that if we are called to be loved, that means that at the core of everything we do, God's heart for us is to love us. So that sounds like a big mouthful when you hear it like that. But at the core of everything that we do, in our job, in the family that we will one day have, in the places that we will go, the center of our purpose and our destiny is to be loved by God. And so as we walk into spaces and places and as we go through life, the core purpose of our lives and who we are is to realize that we are so loved by God and so covered by His love. So I found this really cool verse. Well, it's actually two. 1 John 3, verse 1 to 2. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we believe has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. So my favorite part in that verse is the first part where it says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. So that means that His love was great enough to go beyond everything that we've ever done and to call us children. I always used to wonder why at the time of Adam and Eve, at the fall of man, why God didn't just sit back and say, you know what, you've messed up, I'm just going to sit back and watch your mess up. I'm just going to sit back and watch what you have made of this world, watch what you have made, your choices for your life. He didn't do that, and he didn't just say, okay, you are useless, scrap you, I'm going to make another man that's going to do what I want them to do, that's going to live the plan that I have for them. He didn't do that, but he still pursued us as sinful man because he still wanted us to be his children. Now think about it. God created this perfect world and this perfect place for us to live with this perfect existence. So that was his plan. His plan was for this planet to be beautiful, for us to multiply and enjoy this earth. And we kind of messed that up quite a bit. And so, I don't know, if I was God and someone had messed up my entire creation, I would be pretty annoyed. I'd be like, what is wrong with you? I had this perfect plan for you, and here you've gone and messed it up. Now you live with that. But God didn't do that because his love went beyond that mess up. His love went beyond his original plan. It went to our hearts, and his love was enough to say, I still want you to live with me forever. I still want you to be my child. And so he sent his son, his perfect son that lived with him in heaven, to come and die here so that he could have us, sinful people, as his children. Now that is quite some love. Jesus was his only son, this perfect son, and he sends him to pay for every time we choose sin over God. We choose sin over God every single day, and yet he still wants us to be his children. He still wants us to live with him, and he still wants us to know just how much he loves us. I think that love is just amazing. And so I got some things out of this passage just that I felt would help us experience God's love for us on a daily basis. So the first one is, see what love the Father gives us. Open your eyes to see the ways God loves you every day. So I'm going through a bit of a tough time at the moment at home and in my life, and everything is just like falling apart. And in this moment, I'm just like, God is not here. Where has he gone? I'm not hearing him. I'm not seeing him. I'm not feeling him. And I've been left alone in this time when I need him the most. Like, that's pretty messed up. I need you, God. Where are you? And I was feeling this way. I was feeling so unloved, and I couldn't have this close relationship that I'm used to with God because I was feeling like he wasn't loving me. And I was speaking to someone, and they said to me, look around you at the ways that God is loving you. He might not be sitting in your bedroom telling you it's going to be okay or giving you a strategy for what to do next, but there are so many ways that he is loving you. And so I decided to open my eyes up and see how God was loving me. And all of a sudden, I realized that my little sister would come to me and just in the middle of the day and say, Grace, I love you, and come and give me a hug just for no reason. And I was like, wow. Or Asher would come and he would bring me coffee to the gate when I was feeling alone and I was having to stay up late. He'd bring me coffee and a hug. And I was like, wow, I'm not alone. God brought someone to remind me that I was not alone. Or it would be my mom sitting with me for hours just talking over things that I was struggling with. Or someone sending me a message to say, you're amazing or you're beautiful. And just those little things, you can take them and you can either see them as just the natural, someone just felt like sending me a message or giving me a hug or something like that. Or you can see them as God's love for you. So we are God's hands and feet on this earth, right? And so God will use us to show love to each other right in the moments that we need it. Sometimes we need a hug. Sometimes we need a word of encouragement. Sometimes we need someone just to be there for us or surprise us with their love. And that is, you can either see it as the natural or you can see it as someone being inspired by God to come and show love to you. And I think that's almost like more love than if God were to just rock up in your bedroom, because he took the time to put it in someone else's heart to come and give you a hug or to come and encourage you or to come and ask how you were doing, to spend their money on you. He put it in someone else's heart. He took the time and energy to inspire them just to show you that he loves you. The second thing is that we are children of God. Our greatest acceptance was when we became children of God. So think about all the terrible things that you've done in your life. I know there are plenty in my life that I've done. And yet God's love goes beyond that and will continue to go beyond every sin I will commit to call me as his child. And when you're called as the child of God, don't you think it would give you a lot more confidence? So think about it. If there was a king, don't you think that his children would walk with confidence? So they are princes and princesses. Don't you think that they would be able to walk into any space with confidence? They could go into the shops and know who they are, walk with confidence in who they are. They would go to an event and be able to speak to people because of their position and who they are. They are princes and princesses. And so we are children of God, children of the King of Kings, and yet we don't walk with confidence. We feel small, or we feel like it's just us. But actually, if we look beyond that, God has called us as his child. We are children of God. Now, if Jesus is God's child, and if he were to walk into a place, everyone would have respect for him. And he would walk in there with confidence, knowing that he is God's son, and knowing what he is called to. And that is our inheritance as well. Our inheritance is to be sons and daughters of God. And so then we can have confidence in our destiny, confidence in our purpose, and confidence in God's love. When you're with your squad, when you're with your friends, you feel confident. You can go and make a mess. You can go scream in the shops because you're with each other and you don't feel shy or intimidated. You're confident because you know that your friends have got your back and you'll be fine. You know that you're cool. And so if you have God as your backing, how much more confidence could you walk with? Confidence in what you look like, confidence in who you are, confidence in your job, confidence with your friends, because you know that no matter who rejects you, you still have the acceptance of the only one that matters and the one that rules over everything. The third point is that the world doesn't know us just like it didn't know him. We find who we are when we go after God. And so the world didn't know who Jesus was. The world made a mistake. They didn't see the great destiny that he had. They ended up killing him. And he had so much to give this world. He had so much to bring to us. And we were expecting someone else. But he had that great destiny. And just in the same way, we have a great destiny hidden inside God. And so the world might not understand that. The world might call it crazy. But if you go after that destiny with confidence and surety in what God has said, then you will be able to go into what he has for you. One of the things that I have like that is Asha and my relationships. I'm sure you've all seen we love each other quite a lot. And so that was a dream that I had, that I wanted someone that would love me and that I would love them, but most of all that we would be able to love God together. And everyone that I spoke to about this said, that is impossible. There is no Cinderella story out there. That is a silly dream. You should just give up. You know what? Just don't even get married. Don't have relationships. And I was like, oh my goodness, because people were coming at this dream of mine, coming at this thing that I knew God had placed in my heart. And I had to fight every single time. I had to keep this dream to myself because everyone would just attack it, say that it was impossible because of their experiences. And I had to guard this dream. And now, after years of praying into it, I have now found a man that loves me and loves God even more. And the man that I always knew that God had for me. But if I had given up on that dream because of what other people had said, because of the destiny they didn't see for me, then I would have lost that chance and I would have settled for something worse. So we need to be sure of the destiny that God has for us, even if no one else is sure of it. We need to be sure that God has called us to something and that he will bring it to come to be. The last thing is that we will know who we are when we seek after him. So 1 John 3:2 says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." And so as we seek after God, as we seek after who he is, we will become more of who we were meant to be. So I'm sure you've heard that verse, Genesis 1:27, I think it is, where it says that we are made in the image of God. And so if we are made in the image of God, then as we pursue him and as he is revealed to us, more of ourselves will be revealed to us as well, because we will understand more of who God is and so understand more of who we are. Our destinies are hidden inside God, especially so that we can pursue after him, so that we will seek after him, and so that as we walk into that destiny that we discover, as we discover more of him, then we will have more of his covering, more of his security, and more of his love, and be able to walk with greater confidence because we are deeper and deeper in God. Okay, then there are just a few questions that I thought we could discuss just based on this topic. So the first one is, what is one way you struggle to relate to God? Because if we struggle to relate to God, how will we be able to have a relationship where we know his love? The second one is, how do you feel his love on a day-to-day basis? What is the way that he shows you love? What is the way that you experience his love? For some people, they like having hugs. For other people, they like buying gifts to others. And so there are different ways that we can experience God's love, but what is your way of experiencing his love? The third one is, how could you pursue the love he has for you more? What can you do to discover more of his love? What can you do to focus on the love that he's trying to show you? Fourth one is, if you truly live as a child of God, what would change about the way you feel about yourself and your life? If you have that confidence in his love and your daughtership or sonship, what would change about the way you live and feel? And lastly, pray and ask God to show himself as a present father that loves you more than you could ever imagine, and that his love would define and secure you above anything else. Now, this is a big topic, and if we understand God's love for us, it is so important, because then we can walk with confidence. And so if you need extra prayer, there will be leaders up at the front or at the back that you can come to. Or if you haven't asked God to become your Savior, to become your Father, to show you his love, then we can also pray with you. But enjoy the questions. Okay, amen. So the last point that I wanted to leave you guys, just a question that you can ask yourselves this week, is, are you living loved? So are you living as someone that is really loved by God? Are you confident as someone who is loved and who is accepted and who is a child of God? So that's just the last thing that I wanted to leave you guys with. And let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time together, and I thank you that we can discuss how much you love us, Lord. And I thank you that your love goes beyond anything we could ever experience or go through, Lord. I just pray that you would reveal to us your great love for us, reveal to us how called we are to be loved, Lord, and how your love penetrates every aspect of our lives. I pray that as we go into this week, that we would open our eyes and see your love around us, Lord, see the ways that you show us that you love us. And I pray that we, from that place, that we would experience that love and be able to walk out in confidence, because we know that we are yours and we are chosen by you. And Lord, I just pray for your blessing upon everyone as they go into their weeks. Encourage them and bring us all safely back together again. Amen. There are daily devotions every day this week at 8 o'clock. Those really help in pursuing God and just getting close to him and getting to know him a little bit more. And next Sunday, we are doing Called to Belong, so that is going to be very good. Anyway, enjoy. Thank you for coming.